For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
In a nationally televised address, President Donald Trump reiterated his demand for a border wall to keep America safe.
This barrier is absolutely critical to border security. It's also what our professionals at the border want and need. This is just common sense.
In the response from Democrats, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the president's using this as a diversion tactic.
Most presidents have used Oval Office addresses for noble purposes. This president just used the backdrop of the Oval Office to manufacture a crisis, stoke fear, and divert attention from the turmoil in his administration.
Trump made no mention of using an executive order to get the border wall, and there was nothing to suggest that Republicans and Democrats would soon be getting anything resolved about the government shutdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
House Democrats have announced they're introducing a bipartisan gun control bill that would expand background checks. Democratic Congressman Mike Thompson, who chairs the Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, says gun violence is an epidemic in America.
Since Gabby's shooting, nearly 250,000 lives have been lost to gun violence, and over 800,000 Americans have been the victim of gun violence, all the time while Congress stood by and did nothing.
Tuesday marked the 8th anniversary of the shooting that left former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords near death and six others dead. Sears is getting another reprieve from liquidation after its chairman and largest shareholder revised his bid to save the iconic brand. The Hoffman Estates, Illinois-based retailer, says it has accepted Eddie Lampert's bid through an affiliate of his ESL hedge fund that could keep 425 stores open and save tens of thousands of workers. That according to a hearing on Tuesday at the bankruptcy court in White Plains, New York. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
North Korea's leader spending much of this week in China, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Kim Jong-un arriving in Beijing, China, by train on Tuesday morning. And Chinese state media says he was invited by Chinese President Xi Jinping and is to stay in China until Thursday. Kim rarely makes any international journeys. The few that he has made have mostly been to China, which, of course, is North Korea's closest ally. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Services were held Tuesday for 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes, killed in a drive-by shooting in the Houston area December 30th as she sat in the back seat of her mother's car. The Porsche Washington thanked the large crowd that turned out at the church.
This was a wonderful turnout, and I'm just so grateful for everybody in here. You just don't understand. I didn't think it was going to be this big, but it is big, and it is a celebration, and I just want to thank everybody.
Murder charges have now been filed against two men who apparently fired at the wrong car. History made in Colorado Tuesday, the first openly gay man elected governor of any U.S. state. Jared Polis took the oath of office in Denver.
Our mission now is to make Colorado a place where all families have the chance to thrive today, tomorrow, and for generations to come.
Polis served Colorado in the House of Representatives for the past 10 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.